Good morning, this is Stella and Anna with your 11 a.m. Zedlands. In local news, the coronial inquest has been made involving a death of a 52-year-old man who was left alone intoxicated for over an hour in a remote police watch house. The incident, which happened in late 2022, has resulted in remote police procedures and station maintenance to be investigated. Sergeant O'Donnell claimed police breached policy, but there is insufficient evidence for a criminal's charge.
A respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, vaccine has become available to Queensland residents over 60. The common virus generally results in flu-like symptoms, however, can develop into a serious chronic condition for many. The jab is not currently funded by the National Immunisation Program, so Australians could be paying up to $350 for the appointment.
In national news, Indigenous Affairs Minister Jacinta Napijimpa-Price has said that curfew in Alice Springs is working, however, should only be used as a short-term solution to youth crime problems in the Northern Territory. The curfew is in consideration to be extended into other surrounding towns in the area, as well as prolonged, as youth crime has reduced with its enforcement. It is only really a short-term measure, she told 7:30, though it has had a positive impact. The Shadow Minister advised that there needs to be a review of its policy at its scheduled end to ensure it remains to benefit the communities affected.
A new report released by the UK organisation Influence Map has revealed that most big companies have increased their output of fossil fuels since the Paris Agreement. The report found that 80% of fossil fuel and cement emissions since the Paris Agreement have come from just 57 producers. The aim of the agreement forged in 2015 is for all countries to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions to keep global warming to at least 1.5 degrees.
A ferry en route to popular tourist island Koh Tao in Thailand set fire overnight, endangering the 100 passengers on board. The overnight services from Sumrat Tenai was almost at the destination when the fire started, resulting in tourists jumping into the sea to avoid the fire. Authorities confirmed that there were no injuries or casualties, but the cause of the fire is still unknown.
For your weather today, Brisbane is 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We will be back next week with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
Have you heard? Me and Jen's Brisbane's live music nursery, The Bright